This is Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took a major step in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump today. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
I'm asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
Pelosi says she does it sadly, but with confidence and love for the nation.
Our democracy is what is at stake.
Saying the president has left Democrats no choice but to act, accusing him of seriously violating the Constitution by abusing his power. The historic announcement comes as Democrats push toward a potential impeachment vote by Christmas. Before she spoke, the president tweeted, if Democrats are going to impeach him, do it now, fast, saying he wants to get on to a fair trial in the Senate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A nationwide strike has severely disrupted schools and public transport across France Thursday. Workers are angry at being forced to retire later or face reduced pensions. This Chinese student says it's been very frustrating.
First of all, I tried to take the train, but they told me it was canceled. And there were no information, no words in the outside. Yeah. I came in and I just see that it was closed.
This tourist from New York says his vacation is off to a bad start.
I feel a little bit frustrated, and I spent a lot of money. I spent money that I didn't need to, apparently.
Many are wondering how long the strike will last. France's transport minister says she expects the travel troubles to be just as bad on Friday. U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced criminal charges against a notorious Russian hacker. They accuse Maxim Yakubets of a decade-long cybercrime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses to victims around the world. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese telecom giant Huawei has filed a lawsuit in a U.S. federal court to throw out a Trump administration rule that bans phone carriers in rural areas from purchasing Huawei's equipment. Huawei's chief legal counsel says the FCC made its decision without any evidence that Huawei posed a national security threat.
When passing this decision, the FCC did not offer Huawei to possess or verify the facts, but they very loudly and very publicly labeled our company as a national security threat.
The United States and others worry that technology companies located in countries like China could be subject to state influence, making the networks insecure. North Korea warned Thursday that it would resume using derogatory language to describe U.S. President Donald Trump if he continues to provoke Pyongyang. The warning came amid diminishing prospects of resuming negotiations over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. A 23-year-old rape victim was set on fire by a gang of men in India Thursday. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
She was on her way to catch a train to head to a court hearing in northern India when a gang of men, including her alleged rapist, doused her with kerosene and set her ablaze. Doctors said the 23-year-old rape victim was left in a critical condition after Thursday's attack, stirring public outrage and shame over the number of crimes committed against women. During the past week, thousands of Indians have protested in several cities following the alleged rape and murder of a 27-year-old vet near the southern city of Hyderabad. Protesters and parliamentarians are pressing for courts to fast-track rape cases and demanding tougher penalties.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. Authorities in Burundi say at least 28 people have died in landslides, and that toll could grow with many people missing. Several countries in East Africa have reported deadly flooding and landslides from heavy rains in recent weeks. Scientists have released the first data from a space probe flying so close to the sun that it's inside the star's upper atmosphere. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
It's flying faster and closer to the sun than any other man-made object before it. A NASA experiment called the Parker Solar Probe. And now, scientists have released the probe's first set of data from its flybys, and they say it's reshaping their understanding of some of the star's most elusive secrets, including how the sun's violence can affect electronics here on Earth. NASA plans to get the probe within a mere 4 million miles before its mission's expected to end in 2025.
That is Reuters' Matthew Laratonda. For news on the go, please use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.